This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And
wild
this
woman.
Woman. What?
You have been wild off the air today.
God almighty.
Like, provocative.
I know.
Have I been?
Oh, yeah. But it's fine. I'm not complaining.
I don't care. I'm not going to put you in a training video.
I like provocation.
Okay.
Let's just say it's a good thing I'm under the counter.
It's true.
With my shorts on and whatnot.
Okay.
That's how he gets paid under the table.
Under the table?
Yeah.
I wish I got paid under the table.
Well, all pop right. Down there.
Oh my God.
See what you get.
Never mind. And I think, can I just clarify? The thing that I said I didn't like to do was a misunderstanding.
What, about punching yourself in the mouth? Double-handed punches, I noticed
I know,
at one point.
Two.
But not like at the same time. She's like, okay, right punch and then left punch. At first, I thought she was playing a trombone.
I was trying to figure out what she was getting into.
Okay, never mind.
There's at least three people in this situation.
It was like a slide trombone. See the way your hand was going out.
I didn't say I didn't like doing that. What I meant is there are times I didn't like doing that to some people.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like in general. I'm like,
not in general.
I was disappointed.
Because people are like,
it's that video that says otherwise.
I think this is the same guy that called in a moment ago that we kind of had a little fun with. He's like, who taught you guys? No one taught that. The other part, honestly, you want me to tell you the truth, pornography.
Is that how you
learn? Yeah, I mean,
with the other part, for sure.
You can't ask a person in that situation, hey, am I doing this okay? Because, like, I mean,
you
come
just
on.
Just know.
I think if you just really have chemistry, your body's just mold into one anyways.
Like that's
you're
like
just, if she's about to make my eyes pop out like I'm Mr. Bill. That's how I know I'm doing my job right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. The head. Oh, yeah. Brushing my head with her thighs.
Of course. I'm not saying anymore because I don't know.
Oh, I have her looking like she's in the Exorcist movie. Not throwing up everywhere, but like, crazy.
Spinning around and she's levitating.
Hope she's not saying some of the same things.
Well, I am dressed as a priest, so it's kind of a role play we do.
Oh, my God. Never mind.
Well, she tell you to shove anything somewhere?
Yeah, stop.
I shouldn't have said priest, should I?
No.
Movie.
A good old Southern Baptist preacher. How about that?
Just up in my mouth. It's a conversation.
Oh.
All right, well, Katherine Hahn made history in the debut episode of her Disney Plus show, Agatha All Along. But now she's becoming the first woman in the Marvel Universe to show her naked backside. So, and she's proud of it.
Is it her, though, or is it like a body double?
And is it a, in a Marvel movie?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. Well, this is just the show, right?
Yeah, it's the show.
Oh, okay. So, Chris, so she's from the universe, but not showing her butt in the... Okay,
okay, so Chris Hemsworth, he did the sexy Thor thing. Thor, Love and Thunder in 2022.
Yeah, because that was... Well, it was funny.
When does Thor Sex and Candy come out? Is that something they're working on? Mm-hmm. Is this the lady that was in Meet the Millers? Or We're the Millers? Where she's like the other mom?
I see. I don't know, but she's done a lot of, you know, she's funny. She does a lot of comedy.
That is her. I'm going to go to her MDib.
You know, not Jessica Hahn. Catherine.
No, I know. I know. Oh, no.
Did you ever watch Boxing Helena? Real weird movie.
That's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Where they cut her arms and legs off.
Yeah. Well, there's no need to rent it now. That sounds like one I'll check out this weekend. Honey, what do you think?
Hey, Ryan.
Paige ruined it for me.
Me too.
If she was hot enough, that wouldn't stop you.
Sorry.
Dude, it was her. She was Edie.
Yeah, she's been in a bunch of stuff.
She's really pretty.
She's really funny, too.
Evidently naked in a lot of stuff, too. Oh, I have no clue.
Why is this going to be
The body and you have a nice butt, why not show it?
Well, because I don't.
That's why you don't see our bare asses every day.
You don't, but you may.
Oh, how old do you think she is? This just popped up as I was getting ready to put
I'm
going
to guess. I never get to guess.
XXX after her name.
46.
Paige.
I want to say 42.
51.
Really?
Yeah. 30. Yeah.
6 good.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like 51 is like the new 30, right?
Amen.
Is that what they say?
Yes, they do. Everyone does.
Everybody does. Every single person. Well, are you ready for... Get ready for Thanksgiving.
She has big nipples.
You know, a lot of her nudity is kind of funny.
So we're still on this woman? Okay.
It's like funny nudity. She's just kind of laying there, kind of frumpy looking, halfway hanging off the bed, naked.
You got to the row three of the hot tub?
Oh, yeah.
Find out what movie that's from.
I hear she's standing.
Put that in the trailer. I'll go to the theater more. The next story?
Yeah. There was a study that wanted to find out America's favorite side dish for Thanksgiving.
We've had this argument
before. We ain't even got through freaking Halloween yet. Ask me my favorite side dish on Halloween.
Well, did you know
corn.
That 56% of Americans like Thanksgiving size more than the entree, which I don't know why. So turkey ham or some sort of vegan thing. 38% said they'd be fine to just fill their plate with just the side dishes.
You know what? If the Indians were eating, the Native Americans were eating...
Indigenous peoples?
Yes. If they were over here eating,
what is that stuff? It looks like cheese, but vegetarians eat it. That's the word. Help me with my joke here. It's white.
Spaghetti
it looks
squash.
Like tofu. Cheese.
Tofu. Oh. If the Native American indigenous were eating tofu, the pilgrims would have turned around and went back home.
They would have.
And we would be still over there.
Yeah.
Probably. The 20th of me would be here, but, you know.
Tofurkey. That's a big thing.
Tofurkey.
Oh. Yep.
Well, here are the top five things that people like. Stuffing. In my family, it was dressing because my mom made hers with cornbread.
Stuffing ain't nothing but just doughy croutons.
Mashed potatoes.
Amen.
Sweet potatoes.
Starch like hell.
Green bean casserole.
If I was in the universe of comic book characters, that'd be Tony Starch.
And macaroni and cheese. And we're talking, it better be your mama or your grandmother's macaroni and cheese with real cheese that's baked and... Yummy.
I can't do a whole lot of it now, I feel like.
Why?
The cheese and mess with you, like the dairy. The potatoes, I don't like sweet potatoes, but the mashed ones are good.
You know, I have a friend that he's older than I am. I want to say between 55 and 60. He's way older than I am. He just found out he's lactose intolerant after years of not knowing.
How did he find out?
He went to the doctor and told him, like, hey, man, like, do I have gut problems or whatever? And he's like, well, keep a daily log. And he realized, I cannot eat dairy.
That's me.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Dude, that's cheese, too. He can't have it.
Some dairy makes me violently ill.
Like in the bathroom?
Like everywhere.
Ugh.
Dang. Bad.
I kind of like to hear that.
No,
like,
you wouldn't.
Like eggs, too. Like you can't do it anywhere.
I've gone out to dinner one night and eating things and just...
Oh, she's getting sick thinking about it. Look at her. Oh my God.
And just the next morning, I couldn't come to work because it was just coming out everywhere.
I love it. Yeah, I'll come pick you up if you want this one.
I'll put a tarp down the back seat. Come on.
I can't say that.
You don't want to be sick here.
Isn't that just wild?
Because I'd be right next to the bathroom and you know I was running back.
Hey, we'll cut a hole in the wall and put a Comrex in there.
I'm A1 intolerant. The sauce. I can't eat it.
You can't do it.
I mean, I still do, but when I do, I just know. Like, hey.
I'm not a big condiment person. I don't count barbecue sauce as a condiment.
Yeah, but if you're eating barbecue or wings, that's not a condiment. That's part of it.
It's like the main ingredient. You know, you gotta have it.
Ketchup isn't a condiment for French fries. It just is.
It is good.
It's just.
I never think to ask for
it. I'm saying if you eat fries dry, I know who you're voting for president. All right? That's what I'll say.
Really? Because I've eaten a whole thing of fries driving home.
I know. That's
hungry.
Why I know who you're voting for.
No.
I can't do the ketchup, man.
I'm going to tell you the story. I am always on a diet and I ate fries driving home and I realized, oh my God, I got this for so-and-so. I'm going to have to go back and get fries.
God.
Because I ate them.
Eating somebody else's fries.
Give me some fries with that shake booty.
Do you eat fries where they're kind of, you know, hanging down? You kind of lick the end with your tongue and then just...
I don't know. I got this person a small fry and there wasn't a lot in there. And by the time...
Those are pointless.
I found out.
Yeah, small, I like the ketchup to me.
Small fries. Just give me 5 French fries, please.
And I ate them.
Please.
All gone.
Yeah, if it comes in a little paper, like, come on. That's one handful. That's how you eat fries, handfuls. Who does one fry at a time?
Well, if they're big old, like, Texas fries or whatever, you know, them fat-ass, like, crinkle cuts, that's one at a time.
Yeah, but wait,
are you talking
them?
About, like, McDonald's or BK or whatever? It's three at a time.
Three?
Really?
I just grab a fistful. Oh. Put them in and shove them in.
Show me how you would eat it. Is it like Paige punching herself in the face?
No.
Kind of, actually.
We're just going to
like, if I'm grabbing them like this, and then I'll just like, shove them in my mouth.
You're
like
doing
a claw.
It like the claw game. You're dropping it. Ah.
Let's do a fry eating contest.
I cannot tell you how many times I go to vacuum out the car, and there are whole fries in the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just miss.
Oh, yeah. You find an old Chick-fil-A one in there. That thing will be hard like a freaking checker.
If you ever go on a road trip, you will always find fries in your car.
I know. I thought it was a wooden nickel. It was an old Chick-fil-A waffle fry under my seat.
But I'm not talking about like one or a couple of scragglers here or there. I mean like a bunch of fries.
Yeah.
Just laying there because I can't reach them.
You got to eat before you get on the road. And then you're just trying to get, you know.
But I get to the point where I'm eating more the hand than the fries because it's... Like the whole knuckles going in, and I'm like, I bit myself numerous times just because I don't
well, at least
just want it to.
You're keeping your eye on the road. There's no telling what you've put in that mouth going down the road. You have no clue.
Oh, I'm usually driving too, so
yeah,
you got to get tricky with the positions.
Mm-hmm.
Like a burger, if you take a little burger, just flip it in half. Just fold it together.
I know what you do with pizza. You fold it in half and eat it that way, don't you? I've seen that.
Well, hey, it's double the cheese, but, you know.
Do you eat the crust of a pizza?
Oh, yeah.
You eat that first, right?
Sometimes I'll get stuffed crust. You got to.
Yeah, I've seen you. You pull the crust off, eat that, and then you fold the pizza in half, and then you eat it that way.
Oh, I hate thick, crusty pizza. I hate Chicago-style pizza. Like, there was a place in Myrtle Beach that my grandpa or one of my uncles liked to go to called Mr. Gaddy's.
And, oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I did not like it because it was so thick. And it's like, I like a lot of pizza. I'm not getting to eat a lot with all this thick crust.
Mm. I don't like a lot of crust as you know, get older.
I like a New York-style pizza.
I like good crust. If it's good crust, I'll eat it.
I just don't like too much. It's got to be thin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't say anything else. I get to the point where I wish I could just call people out for, like, stop making pizza. Just stop. Give it up. Just quit.
Write it down.
God, we'd be here all day.
Really?
It's maybe a game that Michael Jordan likes
maybe
to play.
Maybe you just don't like pizza anymore.
I like You're pizza, but it. Some places are just like, it don't have to be burnt when it gets to me. And you don't use enough cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I like there's a pizza place where I like a little bit burnt on the crust. Bella's Pizza.
Does part of their name sound like a football call?
It might.
Okay, yeah.
But when you go to a certain place and you finally get what you want, like, this is great. It's an arm and a leg. You get to spend like $50.
Very expensive.
Our Smalls, $65 on sale. Come get it right now. We'll throw in a couple garlic knots.
And then I absolutely know. They even try to be coy and say, hey, come in for 50% off on your birthday. It's like, oh, great. That $60 pizza is now only $30. Mm. I wouldn't pay that for it either. Give me an 80% off and I might pop in there.
I don't know where you're talking
about.
Give
me a good discount.
All right. Well, I'm paying.
I don't go there as much as I don't live in TR anymore if it gives you any.
Okay. Hits. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Also, they didn't serve, they serve bougie Coca-Colas. You know what I mean? Not fountain. They have like the bottled ones.
Oh, okay.
And if
yeah,
you, like, I'd like three or four drinks for the meal. And I ain't no pay per. That sucks.
Yeah, I'm going to chug a bottle pretty quick.
Yeah. Chug it.
Just from walking in, I'm, you know, already kind of blown up, dehydrated. Yep.
That's true.
I got a drink before.
That's how far away you had to park. Right? Right. All right. That's why I like valet at a good restaurant.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you really need it.
You get full, then you ain't got to walk. They're going to bring it. They're going to bring the car to you. All right. It was quite lazy.
Let me look.
If you didn't see the video yesterday, I highly encourage you go watch it. Paige, she faced the crapper zapper yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And
she even took an extra one.
By accident. And that'll come back to get me. Several people said, you know that next time you lose, she's going to get you. And I'm like, yep, I know, and I deserve it. I've made many of mistakes in my life, Paige. That's not one of them. But if it were, I would apologize right now. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Are we live?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Oh my gosh.
Live as hell.
We live in the chat as well. So remind me where we are live streaming this, because it's...
Yeah, so we're on Planet Facebook page and Rise Guys YouTube.
Okay.
So you search 93.3 The Planet on Facebook and then the Rise Guys on YouTube. You should see us.
Can we not share that over to Rise Guys right now?
I can't from here.
Okay.
We don't have the, yeah. Well, technical glitch. We got to work on.
I can do it.
I can do, I can fix it.
I can fix it. Boom. Just did it.
Hell yeah.
Hells yeah.
And we're there. We're there live.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, everyone. Stop with the birthday wishes. Addo Matthew. All right. Paige is wearing the punishment panties because she lost pigskin picks for a second time.
I did.
I can't.
And now she's down one game for the new week.
I'm not good at this.
This cord goes all the way from me all the way down to your back. It's like a battery pack on your backside that is attached to
it
these.
It is really uncomfortable.
Thong underwears. Yeah, but I've noticed your posture's better. It's the little things.
I'm kind of like arching my back already.
Yeah. Well, you're a lady.
Yep.
Right. That's question number one. Are you a lady?
Yes.
Okay. You got that one right.
What's that?
I hope you missed that one.
It's like a boy one.
How do you want, like, who wants to go first? I don't know how you want to do that.
I think Paige gets to ask. I think we go back and forth. I will be always Zapper, though, because the cord doesn't go that long. And you're a puss who doesn't want to get blood on his hands.
Okay, then I'll go with the puss.
Hey, quote that. We got it.
We've been asking about your weekend's plans, Paige.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go first.
I don't have any kitty cats at home.
Somebody's got to kick it off, right?
Okay, let's do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, Paige.
Oh, God. Oh! That was a total accident. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I didn't get to ask you.
That's not
I'm so
fair.
Sorry.
And I jumped out of my chair.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I really.
This is not even fun.
I was going to go moderate. Now, you know what? I'll ask you an easy one since you got an accidental taste.
I want to go back and watch the video because you tell I was surprised too. I really did. I'm sorry.
That's not it. And that is not a two.
I'll
That's
put
like
your
100.
Panties on afterwards. Okay. You can give me one.
Okay, Paige, the 49ers played in the Super Bowl last season, but they lost. Who did they lose to?
They lost to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ding, ding. I don't have a ding, ding. I got a buzzer, but I don't have a ding, ding. But that is right.
Namaste. That is correct, Paige. That was pretty simple.
I wasn't going to start with that one.
Thank you for that.
That's one of the harder ones?
No, I had to give her an easy one since she got zapped already.
Oh.
I feel like.
So he's trying to play up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Such a fan of Big Brother is Fat Boy. He lives his life by that.
I know.
All right, so he's doing 49ers questions. That's your pro team. I'm doing college questions. And you are a Bulldogs fan. Question number one. How many letters in Georgia? Go.
What do you mean letters? Like the word? The state? Can I count?
I'll not repeat the question.
Can I count?
I'm just going to guess. 11.
Wait, what? That wasn't like a...
That was not a trick question.
It wasn't timed either. I feel like you could have like taken your time on that one and answered it.
I'm going to let you go again since I did accidentally zap you earlier.
Okay, 7.
Count them.
Well, I mean, I had to answer it. Okay.
I kind of do the same thing too. I had to finger 7. Count.
8.
Final answer.
8.
G E O R G I Hey.
So it was 7.
Ah, God.
Oh, my God.
Judge?
I mean,
It's the simplest question that I have.
She said 7, but then she said 8. Then she questioned
that. You looked at me like that was wrong.
Well, I'm supposed to. I'm hosting.
Wait a minute.
When Alex would go, ooh, you're right.
She questioned it after she said she counted.
She said 16 the first time, I think.
What the hell?
This is going to be hard.
She's so nervous, man. That was...
All right, we'll go with you got it right.
Okay, thank you.
We'll go with the correct answer is 16 to 6 100. To 7.
Okay.
My turn again?
Because that hurt the first time.
Don't read the comment. There we go with that. Don't read the comments page, by the way. They're calling you a...
They can call me whatever they want. They don't have something in their backside.
Well, you don't know. I see some of the people in the chat right now.
Saying. It's not comfortable.
All right, so it's going to be a little bit easier because it's a multiple choice.
Okay.
Okay. A famous 49er player once played a game with a broken finger. He then had to have that fingertip amputated, but he finished the game with a broken finger. Was it A, Nick Bosa? Was it B, Ronnie Lott? Or was it C, Buff Slutman?
A.
She says A, Nick Bosa. Ooh, that is not right. Yeah, I can see Ronnie Lott's finger now. Remember? It was all perpendicular.
Can I ask a question inside that question? Butt Slutman is a fake name, right?
Yes, Buff Slutman is not a real player. It's the name I made up. Buff Slutman is the name I made up.
So I'm going to give you a zap.
Wow.
You ready?
No.
I can't believe.
Then now I'm gun shy.
I didn't even feel anything.
All right. Count to three. Okay. Oh, I haven't done it yet. No. You ready?
No.
1, 2.
God.
Dude, that you could see the motion of the energy just pushed her back in her chair.
Look how rich she is. She kind of got flushed.
Oh, just make sure there was no smoke coming up your backside.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Be honest right now. Hurt or kind of titillating? Be honest. Okay. All right. Listen.
When you get tased after that first one, you kind of settle in, right?
Well, she's going to get all the rest of them right, though, so we don't have to worry about it.
Oh, yes, she might. Okay.
I'm going to get the bell ready just in case.
Isn't fun. I am so nervous I can't even think, honestly. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Oh, hell yeah. Here we go. Turn.
I'm not ready. And my face is still red. Oh, my God.
It's going to hurt my mimi so much.
What? Okay, let's get this over with. I'm done. I'm tired of doing this.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Your next question. For all the marbles, Paige, what breed of bulldog is Ugga?
Ugga is an English bulldog.
That is correct.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You know what? Okay.
I'm fine with that. You know, I didn't want it to be incredibly hard. Now, you did miss how to spell Georgia at first. Well,
I didn't know. What you meant? Like University of Georgia or what I was supposed to do?
All right. I feel like she's going to get this one. All right, Paige, the most famous play in the history of 49ers football is called the catch.
Oh, Paige.
Joe Montana threw the ball. Who caught it?
Oh, man. I'm putting $1,000 on it. She ain't got this.
Dwight Clark.
What'd she say? Say it again.
Dwight Clark.
It was Dwight Clark.
We didn't shake, though, let's say.
Wow. I didn't think she'd get
Damn.
That.
Damn. What?
You know, Dwight Clark wasn't going to get drafted. Oh, Bill Walsh was looking at Steve Fuller. That's how we found Dwight Clark.
You know, he was a Clemson Tiger.
Yeah.
He was handsome, too.
Wow. I'd
say my mom had a thing for him.
Wow, I'm glad you didn't shake on that. Holy crap.
God.
Holy crap.
Holy crap. Holy you still crap. Got it.
Holy crap. Holy okay. crap.
Okay, no more. No more booties.
WWE Raw coming to the Bob Jones University.
She got
Holy
your-
crap. You screwed up.
You screwed up. You still got it. Your crack smokes. Well, she got yours so quick. I thought I'd give her like a hard one, but she got that one immediately.
That was incredible, Paige. It really was. I congratulate you.
Buff Slutman would be very proud.
I'm gonna bomb if it's something else. I promise.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
University of Georgia questions. Paige, this former wrestler played for the University of Georgia football team. He was bald. He speared a lot of people. And his last name rhymed with Old Ferg.
Let me get this ready.
Was it Goldberg?
Correct.
So I'm out of hard questions.
I know. Now I got to go hard.
This is my last
Give me
one.
My pills.
I'm just going to throw it. She's going to get it. It's my last one.
Oh.
Paige, the 49ers play in Levi's Stadium right now. Where did they spend the previous 42 seasons before Levi's Stadium?
Candlestick Park.
Yeah, I knew she'd get it. It was Candlestick Park. She got all mine.
Did you study at all for this? Like, look
no,
up?
No, I didn't.
I believe you.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from CallRob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people born on the 29th of October. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Let's start with the gentleman who couldn't play this past weekend for the Carolina Panthers because he got into a car wreck last week and he injured the thumb on his throwing hand.
Goodness.
He is the Red Rifle.
Andy Dalton is.
And
32?
31. Oh, he's been around for a while. The Red Rifle is 37 years old today.
Really?
A seasoned NFL. He had a lot of years in Cincinnati. And then he came out of TCU, Fear the Frog. He's been around a while.
Damn.
I'll always remember that somehow they got into the playoffs. Or they had to lose for the Bills to get in. And remember the Bills Mafia donated to his charity?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool. He probably didn't give a damn because he wanted to be in the playoffs. But whatever. Nice guy.
Plus, he didn't just keep the money, so he didn't care.
She's an actress. Her mom's famous. I don't know if, you know, you want to guess Tracy Ellis Ross? Do you know her?
Who's her mom?
Diana.
Oh.
She's on a show called Blackish. Did you ever watch that? Well, she's 52.
Oh, happy birthday.
This lady.
Your mom was, she was great. She was the supreme.
I remember Little Kim and the MTV. Yep. She jiggled her top.
Dude, they're playing Nicki Minaj on WRD today.
Why?
<kidding. laughs> She endorsed Trump yesterday.
This lady, her husband just got a statue, and it does not look like him at all.
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Wade. It's Gabrielle Union's birthday.
Oh.
His wife.
Oh,
it's, dude! You know who surprised.
Is a good husband is Russell Wilson. Do you see what he did for Sierra on her birthday?
No, but I know he puts up with a lot of crap from Future.
Well,
running his mouth.
Yeah, well, he's a good dude. I will say, I'll let Paige go first because I forgot.
It is
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, Gabrielle.
That's right.
Union.
Oh,
named after the town. They used to have a corrupt government, but not anymore.
37.
42?
Oh.
Three.
No.
Four.
52.
Good God.
She don't look like it either.
No, not at all.
She was good looking as hell.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can get it off this song right here. You remember that song?
Yeah. Come. This is Beetlejuice.
It is Beetlejuice.
Michael Keaton.
Nope.
Harry Belafonte.
Now, if you had a second guess, you'd probably get it.
Alec Baldwin?
Nope.
Gina Davis?
Nope. I feel like you really got it before now.
I want to call her Christine Ricci, but that's not who it is.
Winona Ryder.
It is Winona Ryder's birthday. She got you.
She's related to Andy Dalton.
She's Joyce on Stranger Things.
I like her.
She's working with a lot up top, a lot more than I thought she was, and it was a pleasant surprise when she took her shirt off in Stranger Things. I was like, oh.
Okay, I believe you.
She's dancing to this song, too, in the air.
You going in order here?
Yep.
My gosh. 53.
55.
She is 53 years old.
Nice.
Good job.
I'm going to see if you can get this fella off this clue.
Yeah.
Yo, dog. Sup, dog?
Conan.
No.
Conan.
I didn't like a dog. I thought it was too pitchy, dog.
Oh, Randy Jackson.
It is Randy Jackson's birthday.
Yeah.
Lost a ton of weight.
Yes. He looks good, yeah.
He played bass in Journey, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Or Earth, Wind, and Fire,
one of those two.
He was also in Tito and the Jacksons.
I'm going to say he's 72.
71.
Randy Jackson is 63.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
Years old today.
Sorry, Randy.
Oh, I got music for this guy. I think I know this guy by looking at him.
Is American Idol still on television?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Luke Bryan's a judge.
Oh, yeah.
Lionel Richie.
Dan Castellaneta.
It is.
Wow.
You nailed it last with Nancy Cartwright, too.
Wow. Well,
he's the voice of Homer.
Homie.
Well, hang on now. I got the list of voices he does.
He does several.
He does Homer. He does Grandpa. He does Barney. He does Krusty the Clown, Mayor Quimby, and Groundskeeper Willie. God, is that the deal before you get that job? You got to look. We need you to do like 10 voices.
You know, I was telling you the other day, and I wasn't joking. I came home. I was like, what do I want to watch on TV right now? Let's see if I really have access to it. And I wanted to watch a particular episode of Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And I found it on there. And I was like, I never realized at the time, Casey Kasem did like 7 of the 10 voices.
I didn't know he did that many.
Oh, he did. It was incredible. Like, you didn't hear it as a kid. Now you're like, dude, you were Shaggy. God. You were.
He was Shaggy.
The ghostly Metal Lark pirate. Lemon. He wasn't Metalark Lemon. That was real Metalark Lemon. Dan Castellaneta is 74 years old.
75.
Oh, Dan's not quite that old yet. 67.
Oh.
For Dan.
Shoot.
I haven't got one yet.
Long distance dedication.
A long distance dedication.
That's good.
You might get this one. She's one of the Charlie Angels.
Jacqueline Smith.
Nope.
Fair Falls is dead.
Yep, there's one left.
Kate Jackson.
It is Kate Jackson's birthday. She's the OG Charlie Angel. They were good looking, too.
They're all beautiful.
It wasn't as hot as damn Linda Carter and Wonder Woman. Oh, my
God. She's good looking, too. I love watching those old shows and see the crossover. Like, I watched an old Charlie Angels and Sammy Davis is on there.
Do you remember the Wonder Woman episode where somebody had, she was trying to get some bad guys, and there was a woman sitting there in a car, and Linda Carter or Wonder Woman looks at her like, oh, I'm going to steal your car. But then she sees a kid with a skateboard, and she gets on the kid's skateboard and catches up with the car on a skateboard.
I'd love to see how they did the special effects. And
probably on a green, well, not a green
70s
screen,
for that
probably
one.
A screen that's moving behind her. Jacqueline Smith, though, is 74.
Is it Jacqueline Smith or
Kate? Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know how old she is.
Okay, Jackson. I'll go with that as well.
I think she's older. I'll say 76.
You got one. 76 years old.
76 years old.
Well,
you wanna
guess? I thought she was older than the other girls. I'm not sure.
She was Mrs. King, right? From Scarecrow and Mrs. King?
Really?
Remember that?
Beautiful lady.
That awful, awful show. It was so bad.
Never watched that.
I had an aunt that loved it.
This guy. Star of Stakeout and Another Stakeout.
Oh, they have good sandwiches.
Great movies.
Do whatever happened.
Star of Jars. Mr. Holland's Opus.
Richard Dreyfuss.
It is Richard Dreyfuss.
What a talent.
Do you like Jars?
Jaws. Yeah. Jaws.
He's.
What did you say? Jars?
Jars.
Need a bigger boat?
It was Matt Hooper in Jaws.
Jaws.
I hate when people invite me to their lake home and they start quoting Jaws. We're going to need a bigger boat.
It's like, that's all they'll say. A couple lines. Also, let's not forget American Graffiti. He was in that too.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
With Opie.
That movie fashioned my father as a man. Like, American Graffiti. He loved that movie.
I got to rewatch it. I haven't seen it in a long time.
He bought a 58 Chevy Impala. Uh-huh. Like, it was in that movie. Like, he loved that movie.
A lot of necking going on back then. A
lot of necking. I was born out of my mother's neck, actually. They never went all the way. 82.
83.
Richard Dreyfuss is 77 years old. I got a couple happy heavenly birthdays.
Happy heavenly birthday.
You left us too soon, Kevin Dubrow from Quiet Riot. Remember that guy?
Yes. What he didn't take it anymore.
Nope. He banged his head too.
Yeah.
Too mental many times. Health. Would have been 69 years old today. And
bang your head.
I forgot we lost this gentleman in 2021. Mr. Wonderful. Paul Orndorff. Yep. Would have been a big one.
80.
75.
Oh.
Oh, Paul. Man, he was one of the most.
If he were still alive, he could sue Kevin O'Leary.
He was one of the most in-shape, ripped dudes until Rick Rude came along, and everybody was like, oh, my God, this guy looks better than really anybody else on the show.
That guy. Hey, do you remember Ravishing Rick Rude?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That dude was awesome.
And his pants, man.
He'd have airbrushed faces of the opponent's wives on his butt and crotch.
He was the first Lloyds of London, right? Like, that was him?
Well, that was alleged. I don't know if it really was. There was a
story behind that.
Yeah, he had. Who was the woman that was the big thing back then? Like, she had her face insured by Lloyds of London.
God, who was it?
Somebody very famous. Paige, I feel like as a woman, you should know this. Lloyds of London.
The insurance. What was it?
She insured her face for like a crazy amount of money.
I thought someone insured her legs.
Well, hey, Lloyd.
Oh, yeah, I heard the legs. I can't remember who did the legs. I can't look at
it
fast enough.
I've got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Betty Grable's legs. Yes. She had the million-dollar legs. Keith Richards' hands from Rolling Stones. Bruce Springsteen has a $6 million policy on his voice. Gene Simmons has a million dollars on his tongue.
Yeah.
Tom Jones has a $5 million policy on his follicles of his chest hair.
What?
No joke. And I don't see any. I remember that. Maybe that was just.
I don't remember anybody's face, but I remember Betty Grable's legs.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. I was thinking it was Pamela Anderson and maybe the implants, but maybe not. It was somebody.
Someone's face.
Yeah.
It would be Anne Margaret because she fell and had it reconstructed.
God, yeah, I didn't think about that.
This is my happy face. All right. Thank you for those that, if you're listening now, you knew it then. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. I thought it was one hell of an all advice show today.
Yeah, it was.
Really,
thank
really
you.
Good.
Thank you.
And the one guy, he's like, oh, man, I quit listening to y'all. And I'm listening again. I love it.
Yeah, come on back.
Welcome.
Come in the house.
We'll take more prodigal sons and daughters. Come on back. We knew you'd be back.
Yeah.
I knew you'd come.
There's big stuff going on. Good stuff.
Big stuff. Tomorrow, two things of note. One, we'll go with the best of the two. My mom, Mary, returns to the show tomorrow to talk all things Halloween.
Yeah, boys.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. I told her today, I said, she asked me to take her to the doctor. I said, fine. There's one thing I would like. She's like, what, do you want me to cook you dinner? I said, no, you got to come on the show tomorrow and talk Halloween.
I can't wait.
I knew you'd want something.
I knew you wouldn't just do it because you love me. So that'll be on, and a brand new Mattman's Conspiracy Mystery. Why did we get rid of Freedom Weekend Aloft in the Upstate? They may have done us a favor.
I used to love that.
Well.
With the balloons and all.
You'd be glad it's gone, maybe. I'll tell you about that Mattman's Conspiracy Mystery tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That baby back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.